The Cares for Kids Radiothon, it is a power hour, 194, the number one hit music station. We're looking for, between now and 1 o'clock in this power 90 minutes, we're still looking for 30 people to call 701-478-KIDS-5437 and make that 20x12 donation.
Power hour and a half, as we'll call it.
And a half.
And a half. Just a half. A great chance to become involved and be a part of this as we go into day two of the Cares for Kids Radiothon. And hopefully this is an opportunity. I know a lot of people count down the hours to get out of work and to get into that weekend. This is a great chance to step up, get involved, and head into the weekend with that great feeling, knowing that you've taken part. And kind of the best part is, not only is it your donation, but it's getting doubled this hour, getting set up by 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Daikin dealer. So you do a 20x12 donation, and it automatically becomes a 40x12 donation.
If you've been listening, waiting for those opportunities where you felt like your donation would go that extra mile and it was really needed, what better time than when it's getting doubled? You pay the same, but we got somebody doubling it for you. How amazing is that? Your donation at 701-478-KIDS, and I have a deep feeling, I have an inkling that this will be the story that inspires you to pick up the phone and make that donation. This is the story of Hansi and Gabrielle.
They decided that they were going to do another in-depth ultrasound to make sure that everything was okay, and that's when we found out that baby B had fluid around just one of her organs, where they said normally it's something that would go away, but do a recheck in about 2 weeks. I went in for my ultrasound at 30 weeks, and we went home. I got a phone call from my OB, and he said, I need you in labor and delivery in the next hour. I was only 30 weeks pregnant. It wasn't long after that that we found out that we were going to be going to Fargo. We were life flighted from Minot to Sanford in Fargo. We got to Fargo a little bit after 10 o'clock. And the babies were actually born about 2 hours later. I was so scared because I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know how wrong.
It's a small bump. 4 months you brought to life.
They actually took Gabrielle, kind of went out of the room rather quick with her. There was no crying or anything like that. I mean, before you knew it, then the next one was out 40 seconds later, and we did hear a little cry out of that one. That was Hansi.
And I think part of it for me is that you always dream of that moment when your baby is placed on your chest.
You are my one and only, and you can wrap your fingers round my thumb and hold.
And you're able to just have that real quick moment with them, and you don't know where they're at. So I think that was one of the hardest points for both of us, is to hear that second baby squawk was like music to my ears, because I knew that at least one might stand a pretty good chance.
You're just a small bump, I know. You grow into your skin.
It was 5 hours after they were born that I saw them for the first time. I got to meet Hansi. They took me to her first, and they reassured me that she was pretty much just a typical preemie. She needed help with her oxygen, and they were going to be monitoring her for quite a while. After that, they took me over to Gabrielle, and I couldn't describe the sight. She was gorgeous. But when you see her, this little tiny baby surrounded by wires and her incubator and everything that was going on around her, you know something's wrong. It was one of the best moments of my life and one of the worst moments of my life, because they didn't know if my baby was going to live.
And only, and you can wrap your fingers round my thumb and hold.
These are the moments in life that you learn how strong you really are, or I guess what you're capable of enduring that you never thought was possible, I guess.
A little bit later on, we'd had a few care conferences when we found out that she probably wasn't going to make it. They had tried everything they could, and we heard the words, there's nothing else we can do. So when we heard that and where we were kind of going, I wanted to take her home. I didn't want her to only know a hospital. That's not fair.
Ooh, you're just a small bump, I know. You grow into your skin.
They were able to get her off the CPAP and onto oxygen. And after 98 days in the NICU, she came home. We had moments. We had our breakdowns. Because at the end of the day, we did know we were going to lose her. We just didn't know when. We lost her on December 8th, 2014, and they were exactly 4 months old. I was holding her when she went, and I just said, it's okay, you did what you were supposed to do. You've taught me lessons more than I could ever teach you. She's kind of been my saving grace after everything, because I have a reason to get up every day. I have a purpose. I have to teach her about her sister. You are my one and only, and you can wrap your fingers round my thumb and hold me tight. And I have to make sure she's okay, because I firmly believe that she knows that she lost that sister. Part of her heart, part of all of our hearts. The best thing that anybody could know is how life-changing this network is. Because without the Children's Miracle Network, we could have had a completely different outcome with both of our children in a very negative way. You are my one and only. We were able to have Gabby for 4 months because of the machines that she was on that were donated by the Children's Miracle Network. Hansi progressed the way she did because of the machines that she was on donated by the Children's Miracle Network. I think the biggest thing that people need to understand is that your donation is keeping people's children alive and giving them hope. That piece of equipment, somebody cared enough. Thankfully, that piece of equipment was there. Please be generous. Please be kind, because those 4 months were the best 4 months of our lives. We couldn't have asked for a better place to be. Pick up the phone, make a donation. It makes a huge difference to everybody who's affected by it.
Can it really be said any better than what Lindsay just said to you? 701-478-KIDS-5437 is the Cares for Kids Radiothon on 194, the number one hit music station. Jeff and Lindsay and their little twins here, Hansi and Gabrielle, at Sanford Children's Hospital. Sadly, Gabrielle is no longer with us, but the machines you bought with your donations gave them 4 months. Best 4 months of their life. 4 months to get to know Gabrielle, to love Gabrielle, to make a lifetime of memories with Gabrielle, to say goodbye to Gabrielle. Now, we have talked a lot and a lot and a lot about the life-saving devices, the life-saving programs that you buy with your Radiothon dollars. As priceless as that is, man, those 4 months are awfully priceless, aren't they? That extra time is awfully priceless. You know, the ideal situation, every time there's a kid dealing with something very, very serious in this hospital, you know, it's taken care of and they leave. They have a lifetime of memories with their family. But if we do this radiothon, even if the only difference we made was taking what was no time, and given every family 4 months, the child they were going to lose? Is that not worth 66 cents a day to you? That's really what it's about, right? What's your money worth to you? Do you consider that time to be priceless? Damn, I sure do. 701-478-KIDS-5437 to make your Power Hour donation. It is technically a Power Hour and a half. Started at 11:30, go until 1 o'clock today. We are still looking for 28 people to make their donation at 478-KIDS. Here's the amazing thing, though. This is one of those stellar moments where your donation is being matched. The fine folks over at 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Daikin dealer, have said, okay, everybody that calls between now and 1 o'clock, we're going to match their donation. That's a really amazing thing for an area business to do. And 1 Hour Heating and Air is doing that for you right now. The thing is, though, you got to call and actually make the donation. Fact of the matter is, and you know, I didn't do great in math, but if you don't call, there's nothing to for them to match. So I think it would make sense that you call now, don't you suppose?
Yes, yeah.
Now, Maya, I don't know if you remember this, but we were sitting here yesterday, and somebody came in just to visit. And what was a very cordial just kind of, you know, just, you know, talking, just chit-chat, visit.
Yeah.
It got very serious when they said, well, listen, I've kind of noticed something. about the Radiothon and some of the families you've talked about. Can I ask you a question? And, you know, that could have gone a million different places, but, mm-hmm. it gets very serious and very stone-faced. They said, I've noticed when you talk about families that come back and parents that stay involved with the children's hospital, it seems like the majority of them are the ones that their kid didn't make it. You know, there is people that have success stories and stay involved in the hospital, but gosh, I've noticed a lot of these people that do lose their child, mm-hmm. they stay super involved with the hospital, and they stay super, super involved with the Radiothon. Why is that? And I didn't have an answer at the time, but I thought about it the rest of the day. I thought about it all night. I came into the hospital day for the Radiothon still thinking about that, because it was one of those questions that kind of lingered with me. I didn't have a good answer for it.
Yeah.
I think the reason is, and Jeff is one of these parents. Lindsay is one of these parents. Jeff is working Twitter and social media right now trying to help us out. He lost Gabrielle here. Why is he so involved? I think it's because it's those parents that truly know the stakes of what's happening in this building.
Mm-hmm.
They know what there is to lose. They know what the worst thing that can happen is. And that's why they're involved. Because they don't want any other parent to have to feel what they are feeling if they don't have to. I don't want you to have to live what Jeff and Lindsay lived to appreciate this hospital. 701-478-KIDS, 5437. This is a great time to make your donation. It's going to get doubled. 1 hour heating and air, going to double your donation right now. But maybe you don't donate for that reason. Maybe you donate because you think of Jeff and Lindsay and everyone that has lost a child here and then stayed so involved the way that they have. And you just appreciate that. You appreciate that they come back to this building and answer phones, the building where they lost their kid, because they care about people they don't even know that much. It's a very special thing, this Radiothon, and we could really use your help. 701-478-KIDS. It's the Cares for Kids Radiothon on Y94. K-O.